Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Orlando Magic. Our conversation is a conversation between two rational adults with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. So how you doing today? You good? Everything good? Nice ride into work?
Man, I had to do my radio gig on 98.5, yeah, and they're so worried about how we get along, you know. Maybe it got you. Did it get you some extra Twitter followers?
I don't know. And it's like they say to the coach pulls his player aside and he says, "Are you stupid or just ignorant?" He says, "Are you apathetic or stupid?" He says, "I don't know and I don't care."
I've never heard that before.
Now you can use it.
Feels a little strong.
I don't know what my favorite part of it was, but I think spending 5 minutes of your Bertrand and Zoe time today explaining it was probably near the top of the list of my favorite things.
Of the things I never thought I'd have to spend time doing would be explaining these conversations that we both take so seriously prior to the game.
Well, and you, again, but that was great because that was 5 minutes you didn't have to talk about the trade deadline or basketball or whatever. The only thing I learned today from it was that we need to dumb it down a little bit for Bertrand, obviously, because he said he wasn't able to follow it sometimes. So maybe we do need to keep it a little simple. Other than, I suppose if I were to start with something that wasn't basketball today, I would say it really came across, more than anything the other night, it came across that you haven't seen a movie in 30 years when you're talking about Major League. None of the players on your roster were alive when that movie came out.
No, we showed them some clips yesterday, though, so they should be available. They should be aware of it now.
Did you show some Ricky Vaughn clips?
We showed some Ricky Vaughn clips.
Ball four, ball
yeah,
eight.
That's exactly. We showed our clips and then a couple of those pitches and spliced them in. We had a couple that were ball 12, walked the bases loaded.
What was that about? And it was a bizarre thing because you're obviously trying to close the game out, and here's a team that you've had long sequences, particularly early in the year, which you were a very low turnover team. 10 turnovers in the fourth quarter. I mean, you had to play at a serious pace just to get the opportunity to turn the ball over 10 times.
That's not very high level, is it? I think we were all just, for whatever reason, we threw the ball over the gym. I thought we had a number of them that were just, we were loose in our details, loose in our execution, and then we had a couple of others that were just like, they were just poorly executed passes, you know, and that's going to happen some, but you want to limit your turnovers to all those things. You don't want to turn it over with bad execution or being lazy or any of that stuff.
Was there an idea when you drafted Grant Williams, you talked on draft night about his point guard mind and that even though he didn't really have to do it in college, his ability to shoot the three, you mentioned it that night. Did you think he'd be able to play as much five the way he's playing it as you had needed him to play?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me about the pass that he threw 3 feet to the right of an open guy into the stands and almost knocked over somebody's nachos. You want to talk about how great he is at the five?
I'd like to talk about when this became the Brad Stevens comedy store.
It's not comedy. I thought that's what you were going to ask. And I got to be careful with my – because nobody can see us. I got to be careful with my tone because it might be taken out of context. And all of a sudden, you know, I got to answer to it.
Well, first of
next
all, you,
week.
You
we got
ruined
a few
it.
Games before then, so you we'll probably get on each other before then.
You ruined it today by kind of giving away the whole nature. I had a whole thing planned where I was going to bring on somebody from HR, talk about a hostile work environment. I had this whole thing plotted out. Yeah, the question was really trying to get
what are we talking about?
About
Grant Williams.
Grant Williams' ability at playing the five.
That's right. I think that's what he has been more likely to do just because that's what he's done his whole life. Even though he didn't officially play the five at times at Tennessee, he's still a big, strong post player, rebounding, playing in and around the rim, different fakes, using his body has always been his strengths. You know, he can pass the ball. He's continuing to develop his game as a, you know, perimeter player in the NBA on both ends of the court, but he's got a real feel for holding down the fort. Now, it's much different with the size that you're dealing with in this league and the length that you're dealing with in this league, so sometimes it's just not effective. But other times, when we really want to switch and when we really want to keep, you know, guards in front of us and not give rollers angles to the rim, it can be, and He did a good job the other night.
Did he really knock a guy's nachos?
I don't know if the guy had nachos. I know that the ball went into the stands, and we got a good kick out of that clip yesterday. That may have been the one that we showed that was just before Bob Uecker saying just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. We've covered a version of this before, but as we both learned the last couple of days, apparently everyone doesn't listen to every minute of this show, so I probably should repeat things once in a while. Sometimes you get a team again right away. The Hawks will be here Friday, 4 days after you saw them. Sometimes it could be months, and teams are completely different. The first Orlando game was 12 days ago, and I guess the question is, where is that sort of sweet spot between well, we just played them versus some games have gone by, different guys are in and out of the lineup. Obviously, it's case by case, but where does 12 days fall on that scale?
Well, I think it's more case by case, what you said, because, you know, the Hawks might look completely different tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So, like, anybody might look completely different by Friday or Saturday or Sunday. I mean, the next few teams that we play, when you think of the Hawks, I don't know if the Thunder have done anything, but Houston's going to look different than they've looked. Right? Who knows what the Clippers are going to do? Like, everybody at the trade deadline, it's a little bit thrown up in the air. But, you know, I think that Orlando, the biggest thing about Orlando, and I said this before our last game, and we rehashed it with the team today, if you don't bring, you know, the physicality to the game, then you're going to get beat. That's just the way you have to be against Orlando. You have to be tough. You have to be physical. You have to hold your ground. You have to expect they are going to be on both ends, and you're going to have to play through that. They're a really hard team to play against because you have to earn it if you get it, if you're fortunate enough to beat them. It's not like one of these nights where, hey, you're free and all that stuff. You are not free. This is a physical, tough opponent.
Steve Clifford, who, by the way, is a coach that treats his coworkers and announcers with respect and dignity.
Have you listened to his pregame show? Do you know that?
I've known Steve for 25 years, so I know
full
well.
I'm sure he's had some fun in the past with some of his co-workers.
You know, maybe my time with him lulled me into a false sense of security with you. I don't know. But he's been asked a lot about Markelle Fultz, obviously. That's a very natural storyline here. What have you seen between the early part of this year, middle of this year, and now, and just the comfort of this young man's game? It's funny. He just happened to play his 82nd game the other night, so now he's played one full year in the NBA.
He's had, I think, 27 assists in his last three games. Yeah. He scored the ball. He's great in transition. He's great when he can get downhill and spin on you. I think that's like all these people talk about guys that don't shoot it as well or don't shoot at a high volume. And I think you can make the mistake of being too far off their body. And so then they get a full head of steam and spin off of you. You know, we talked about that with Simmons. We've talked about that with Giannis in the past. But Fultz is a big, strong guard. And he can do that to smaller guards especially. And then he's got good vision. He's good around the rim. His shot is improving, and he's an excellent defender who's not afraid to take a risk. Like, Steve's teams have always been very help-oriented, very physical, and he will be in help, and if you make a lazy pass like the other night, it'll turn out to be 2 points the other end.
As the head coach, will you watch you have TV on or social media, whatever it is, the trade deadline approaches tomorrow. How much of your day is one eye sort of keeping an eye on the rest of the league and paying attention versus getting ready to play Atlanta on Friday?
Well, because we played Atlanta yesterday and you have a general idea of – or Monday, you have a general idea of how they're playing and everything else, you never know how obviously they're going to be different from a personnel standpoint. It looks like they're going to be at least somewhat different. Then I feel like we'll probably at least have an idea. So I'll be paying attention to it. I'll be at the office probably with our front office. You know, tomorrow is an off day for our guys because – you know, we haven't had many days where we could actually do that. So having played Atlanta on Monday and again on Friday, it'll be familiar to them as well. So we're going to try to catch our legs a little bit tomorrow after this stretch and get ready for these last, after tonight, four games before the All-Star break.
You think people feel that we got along better tonight when it's over? I think our wives will be happier that this is a much less combative
Did Dana care?
Session. I think she got a big kick out of...
Did she?
Well, sure. I mean, she wasn't, you know, I had to kind of fill her in. She
Tracy
like,
thought the show the other day was subpar.
Really?
Yeah. And she's a hard critic. The last thing I want to do is get her mad at me. So I'll just keep you on that side of things, and we'll go from there.
Sounds like a plan. Celtics and Magic next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! Oh, on second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.